Okay. Just first of all, on behalf of the Ravens family, I want to extend our heartfelt sympathies and condolences to Joe Bauer and his family for what happened at the game Sunday, which is absolutely inexcusable. And, you know, here's a man and a family that have been longtime season ticket holders, that know the people here, that work in the building, that love the Ravens and have been to countless numbers of games at M&T Bank Stadium without incident. And all of a sudden there's an incident where a 58-year-old gentleman is assaulted by somebody. And that's just not what we're about. We're a family. It's a family atmosphere. You know, we believe in having having kids in the stands. That's why our cheerleaders are gymnasts. That's why we have a band. You know, it's all about family environment. That's why we play the music that we play. It's for families. That's what the Baltimore Ravens are about. So, you know, I'm the coach, and but I'm the one doing the press conference, and Kevin asked me to say something. I just want to say on behalf of the organization, Steve Bisciotti, most especially, that that's not going to be okay. And whatever security has to be out there, whatever has to be done, will be done, because this is just not what we're about, and we're not going to have it at M&T Bank Stadium. So, but our prayers are with Joe and his family, and our thoughts are with him, and we'll be pulling for him.
Derek Carr stayed very clean in the pocket yesterday. I don't believe there was a sack or a quarterback hit. Were they throwing anything exotic or different as far as blocking schemes at your guys?
No, that's what they do. You know, he's been sacked twice all year. He's rarely touched. The ball comes out really quickly, and that's the way they've set their offense up. And I give them credit, Bill Musgrave and the coaches there. I feel like they've built an offense that is very quarterback friendly. They've got a big physical offensive line. You know, they stay in front of you, they grab you, they chip with tight ends, they chip with backs, they do everything they can to keep the quarterback clean, and then David gets the ball out fast, and when he doesn't, he moves. So that's the way they're built, and they did it very well, and we weren't able to counter it as effectively as we'd hoped to.
John, you and Joe and some of the other players talked about how you kind of put yourselves behind the eight ball instead of putting the opponent behind the eight ball yesterday. I mean, obviously that's kind of a broad concept, but I mean, you know, how do you attack that going forward? How do you try to change that?
Well, the first thing is you don't have self-inflicted wounds. I mean, that's the number one thing, the penalties. And we had five holding penalties, you know, two of which I can coach off of, three of which is really nothing I can say to the guys about, but it doesn't matter. They're holding penalties in your second and 20 or whatever. And that's where it starts. You cannot, and we overcame it once or twice, but you know, you can't overcome it five times. We don't want to overcome it any times. We don't want pre-snap penalties. We don't need holding penalties. And the interesting thing was a number of them were on plays that got out for some yards too. So it's not just the 10 yards. It's also the yards you gain that you lose. And those can be drive killers. So that's what Joe's talking about. And that's what I was talking about last night with our team. And that's what we have to eliminate. And we're way better on offense than we've showed, because we're way more capable of playing winning football. And we have to do it more often.
Was there one or two penalties, or just, I mean, now that you've had a chance to see him, we talked about it yesterday, that were just beyond befuddling? In other words, I mean, the Suggs or Brandon Williams being offsides when they probably knew that was coming. Mike Wallace after the return, the double unsportsman. The unsportsmanlike stuff, I know, has to really tick you off.
Yeah, just what you said. I think you answered your question very well, and I agree with you.
Or was there one that stood
out? No, this, you said them. You mentioned those are the ones that stood out, and I agree with that.
John, was going into the game, the plan to get Terrence, more carries, or did that just evolve? I mean, it was less running back by committee, almost all Terrence. Did that just evolve, or was that the plan going in?
Well, I think that was more the plan going in because of what we did. You know, we went ahead and brought Buck up, and the thought there was to give Buck a chance. You know, he's been working hard, and he's a talented guy, and give him a chance to get in there and see what he could do, and then give Terrence more carries and give him a chance to see what he could do. And I thought it worked well. You know, he did a good job and ran hard. You know, he's more ticked off at himself about the fumble, and I give Jeremy Zutaw tons of credit for the hustle and the effort play to get on that ball. That was a great play by Jeremy, which goes to the next point, I think, is that we are playing really hard, really physical, fast football, you know, and, you know, we're capable of being an excellent offense. I mean, really good offense, and we're going to get there. So our guys are capable of doing it. I'm going to keep pushing them and prodding them and encouraging them, and we're going to keep working hard to get to the point where we translate plays and yards into points. And that's what we need to do, especially early in the game, which we didn't, you know, we did it late, but not early in the game this game.
Was that a discussion point at halftime? Because you said about Terrence being a spark, but he only had 5 carries in the first half and had your longest run of the year, but to try to get him the ball more and run a little bit more in the third
half? No, we're not going to say, hey, we need to get so-and-so the ball more at halftime. We're looking more at scheme stuff. I mean, we wanted to run the ball more, and we wanted to run it effectively. And really what you talk about is how we're going to do it. It's not so much we got to run the ball more. It's really more about how are we going to run the ball better, you know? And if we didn't run the ball well, what was stopping us, and what do we need to? How do we need to formation it, or you know, how do we need to block it, or who's making the plays, and what do we do to counter that? That's really, you've got about 8 minutes in there to make some decisions, and that's really what you get to is how we're going to scheme it up, you know? And that goes same thing for the passing game and the protection part of it, and that's happening on defense too, and it's also happening in special teams.
Did Terrence do enough from what you saw yesterday to be the main guy going forward?
No, I'm not going to say that. I mean, I'm not going to get into all that. I just think that's all great to write about, but it doesn't – for us, it's nothing for us to waste any energy on. I mean, we're going to put the guys out there that are playing well. The guys – you know, our guys know this. If you're playing hard, you're playing smart, and you're playing fundamentally sound, and you're productive, you got a chance of being out there again, because everybody's counting on everybody else to get the job done, you know. And if one of those things falls down, then you leave the door open for another guy to get their opportunity.
At the end of the game, was there any consideration to let Justin try it from, I think it would have been 67, the field goal?
No, not really. I mean, I felt like we needed to try to get the first down there. I mean, I can see your point, but that would have been asking a lot on a grass field that was a little soft.
John, on the final touchdown by Crabtree, Webby was out, we know, and because he was out, Kendrick came in. Did that cause some sort of discombobulation maybe there and a communication breakdown? Did you see any evidence of that?
No. That was, they played the proper coverage, just didn't play it well, either one of them.
John, was Max Williams' knee injury, is that serious or like a day-to-day, week-to-week?
To be determined. It's the same thing he's had. It's a cartilage issue that he's got in there, and it's not something that can be fixed until it's fixed. So it's something he's just got to play with and play through. So it just, we'll let the doctors have to tell us, you know, what's the best course of action going forward. He can still play. Is it the best thing for him and all that? We'll just have to figure all that out.
What did you see from Jerod Powers in his first game playing, and do you see a continued kind of split snaps between he and Tavon Young?
Yeah, they were in different personnel groups that we had, so you know, we're trying to play as many defensive players as we can, and you've probably noticed that, you know. So they're playing in packages, and I don't know what the exact split was with those guys, but like you said, it was fairly balanced, and I thought they both played well. Jerod played solid, did okay, so we'll see where it goes.
John, going back to pass rush, do you look at yesterday as a one-game aberration, or do you go back to say, okay, maybe we need to tinker with some things for pass rush?
What was the question again?
Going back to pass rush, do you look at what happened yesterday as a one-game aberration, or do you say, maybe we need to tinker with some things and how we do things in that area?
Well, we're not going to change anything. I mean, we have a system, and we have a plan in place, and we're not going to panic. You know, we didn't get to the quarterback. I mean, there's a few tweaks that, you know, that we're talking about making that are, you won't notice, you know, just in terms of how we call things or how we execute things that we'll work on, you know. But we're capable of having a great pass rush, and we plan on having a great pass rush.
John, I mean, beyond some of the self-defeating stuff that you alluded to with the offense, I mean, Joe did also talk about feeling like things aren't quite clicking overall yet. I mean, do you share that feeling? I mean, do you not quite see the offense that you envision going into the season?
Of course. Yet? Of course. I mean, I think everybody sees it. You know, it's definitely, you know, the end result is something that we all can look at, you know, fans and coaches and players and everybody. You know, we know what we want it to feel like and look like from a production standpoint, and we're not there. And we have to dive down inside and find a way to get it there, you know, and we're capable of doing that. I've got my ideas. Mark's got his ideas. All the coaches. We talked to Joe. We talked to different players. But we're not going to dramatic. One thing you don't do is you don't overreact. That's a starting point. You don't overreact. That's when things get rough. So we have a good plan. We have an idea. But after 4 weeks, I think you start to get an idea of what you're really kind of good at, especially with our receivers coming to the table late, you know, through training camp and all that. I feel like we all kind of can see now what we have and how to utilize these guys. And I want to get consistent at what we're doing. You know, I want us to get out there and look certain and understand, you know, how we're going to execute things and get good at it.
You had talked about a 50% ratio or close to it with run pass. That's what you had yesterday. I believe it was 50 on the button, but the number of pass attempts, I think it was 52 attempts, 26 runs.
Is that 50-50?
Yeah. Well, I have to work on my math.
Where are you going with this?
The answer to my question is, did Joe throw the ball too many times?
Depends on your perspective, I guess. Depends on your opinion, you know. Yeah, on your math, right. We're trying to win the game, you know, and we had 2 2-minute drills, so, you know, I never know how to answer that question. John. It's a nice, broad, open-ended, worthless question, which I love you for, actually. You're good at it. You're the master of that type of question.
With Dixon getting healthier, you possibly have 4 running backs now. By having Forsett inactive, does I know you don't want to put all the blame on Justin, like you said, about the running game, but does Justin have a spot on this roster going forward just because with the numbers and the young players and him being inactive?
Yeah, I don't know. Of course. I mean, Justin Forsett is a highly respected, highly valued guy in my eyes and the eyes of all of us. So just it's a competitive world that we're in. It's a competitive league. It's a competitive sport. And he knows that as well as anybody. And doesn't diminish him in any way. It just enhances him in my mind in terms of how you handle it. So we'll just have to see. All those personnel things are all to be determined. You can't say anything about where anything's going to go because you just don't know. I mean, none of us have that ability to see into the future. So we'll see how it plays out.
John, have you made a decision on Darren Waller, though, because he is coming off the suspension? Is he someone you guys intend to put on the 53-man?
We'll see. You know, we'll see how that plays out. It's you don't have to for a week, I think, is the rule. So we'll just have to see where we go with that and what we're able to do, too.
What changed in the fourth quarter to become so much more successful on the ground as opposed to the first 3 quarters game?
We blocked better, you know, maybe. Things are going to open up a little bit when you're down a little bit. They expect you to throw it. You run it a little bit. I think that helped a little bit.
John, how do you think you match up against the Washington Redskins are coming up the Beltway to play at M&T Bank Stadium?
Well, they're really good. You know, I'm impressed with them. And I think that they, you know, we played them before. It's pretty clear how they want to play. You know, they want to be physical and tough and play hard and, you know, quarterback's always played well against us before. Well, maybe one time we played him, he's played well. And you know, they've got a lot of good players, a lot of skill guys, Deshaun Jackson and company, Reed. I love the running. Some people make fun of me for saying I love a player, but I really have a lot of respect for the young running back out of Florida. You know, personally liked him in the draft a lot. You know, thought he'd be a good player. He is, for the record. You know, for all the scouts out there. And it's, you know, good physical offensive line. And it's an important game for us.
John, Joe's talked about at times, you know, wanting to have more chunk plays and taking shots. When he's getting hit a lot, does that make it more difficult to go with plays like that? Are the two related? Or?
Well, we called a bunch of them. There's no doubt about that. And we threw a few of them, and some of them we weren't able to get off, and some of them we had to check down. So we got to keep calling them, and we have speed out there, and we got to start hitting them, and not just the chunk plays, the seams, the overs, you know, the high lows, those plays that we had a few of them. You know, obviously the Steve's play was a big play, but that goes back to the kind of the earlier question I think that we had earlier, and just in terms of being better, and we just got to keep getting better at what we decide we're going to do, and those plays. Joe's making a great point. I mean, you got to get big plays in this league. You know, and that's what we're searching for because we really think we have the players to do it.
John,
how much of the time off do you think helped guys like Ronnie Stanley and Alex Lewis?
I think Ronnie Stanley and Alex Lewis are working really hard to get back. Alex was out there and played on field goal. Could have played. We had him in a backup role. We just felt like without the practice time, coming off a concussion, you know, reps, all those kind of things for a rookie, it was a little tough to put him in the starting spot. We just felt like the guys who practiced would be a little better in that role. So he's back. And Ronnie, we just got to keep working on his foot. And, you know, I know Ronnie says he could have played, and he probably could have. And he could probably play this week. So we'll just have to see how we decide to do it, along with what the doctors say, and we'll figure it out. But you want to do what's best for the team short-term and long-term, and what's best for the player short-term and long-term. And, you know, a guy's health is really important to us. And we're not throwing guys out there before they're ready. You know, it's just, it's not what we do. You know, we want guys to be healthy and because it makes them better players for one thing, and also it's just the right thing to do.